Hello everyone, Kevin Remde here, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. Now in this video, we're going to perform a number of tasks for you using PowerShell. We're going to use PowerShell to start, stop, restart, and delete a virtual machine, all using PowerShell, these virtual machines based on resource groups and resource manager mode in Microsoft Azure. So I happen to have PowerShell, well, first of all, let me talk about the machines we're working with here. If I go back to the portal, if I look at the status of this resource group and the list of objects within this resource group, remember from an earlier video, we actually used a resource group template to very quickly create a load balance set of three virtual machines. Now I notice if I select my virtual machine number 0 here that it is currently stopped and deallocated. But if I select VM number 1, it is running. So it's good to know that state before we get into the PowerShell. Now I have the integrated scripting environment here opened on my local machine here, and I have the PowerShell commandlets for Azure installed. I've used some commandlets to log into my Azure account, as well as to select a subscription that I want to operate on. So using this variable, I was able to use the Select Azure Subscription to set my subscription as the current subscription based on this logged in credential. I also have run the switch Azure mode command, and this is to set it to Azure Resource Manager mode so I can work with resource groups using PowerShell. Now I have a number of variables here that I'm going to populate very quickly in this session, and then I'm going to use a command to get details on the virtual machines. So I'm going to get all the virtual machines, and I'm just going to display the names of the virtual machines that are within this resource group KevRemRG3. And running this command should just show me a very quick list of those three virtual machines all there. So remember from the portal, we saw that virtual machine number 0 was actually stopped. So I could very easily use this to target that virtual machine and start it up. Very simply, using the stop Azure VM commandlet, I could do the same thing for one of the running virtual machines. So after that start command is returned back, I could actually use this stop Azure VM in order to stop a virtual machine. Now, if we do something like a restart, then of course, yes, as the name implies, it's going to restart the virtual machine. It'll shut it down, then restart it fresh. Or remove the virtual machine. Now, one of the things we could do is to force it by adding the force parameter so that we're not prompted with, are you sure? So in this case, the virtual machine 0 is probably started, but we're going to go ahead and use this commandlet to remove it. So you see how easy it is to use very simple commandlets in order to work with virtual machines that are based in resource groups. Very powerfully also, with the benefit of PowerShell, being able to take the results of one command and pipe it to the next command. What if I was to do something like this? Start those virtual machines, or remove those virtual machines. If I run this, once this other script has come back, we would actually be given the opportunity to delete all the virtual machines within that resource group. So we showed you very simple commandlets to work with virtual machines based in resource groups in resource manager mode in Microsoft Azure using Windows PowerShell. I hope you found this useful, and we'll see you next time.